Tape script 5.7. Rocket Man.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Standing all these days up here alone.
Steve Bennett's ambition was to be a rocket scientist. A few years ago, he almost won a £10 million prize, the X Prize. Now, Steve is building a rocket that will take him and two passengers up into space. He believes that space tourism is not really that far away.
Space tourism is just about to happen. There are quite a lot of people around the world actually putting a lot of money into space tourism, so it's simply a question of when, not if. You know, just as the internet made billionaires, well, space tourism is going to make trillionaires. And all the big names are at it. You've got Jeff Bezos, he did Amazon.com, he's building his own spaceship. You've got Richard Branson, even he's commissioning somebody to build a spaceship for him. So it really is going to happen.
And what are you intending to take people into space in? What is your rocket?
A rocket that can carry three people into space. We're not going into orbit, it's going straight up, straight down. But it will go into space, it'll give you about 3 or 4 minutes of weightlessness, you'll see the blackness of space, the curvature of the Earth, and you really will truly become an astronaut, just like the early American astronauts.
And you're going to be one of the people who goes up, so it's going to be you and two space tourists. Have you been up in this exact rocket before, Steve?
No, we're still working on this one. We've launched 16 big rockets to date, but this actual space tourism rocket called Thunderstar, we're still working on it, we're still building it. I was influenced as a small child watching too many episodes of Thunderbirds, I think.
Were you very much struck by the first moon landings as well?
Yep, I was about 5 years old when they landed on the moon. My parents wouldn't let me stay up to watch the actual landing, which is a bit of a shame.
How mean.
They just didn't get it. Oh, it's marvellous, but they should spend the money on something better kind of attitude.
Lots of young boys will have had exactly that kind of experience themselves, but very few of them will now have a business that is making rockets. Did you always feel that eventually you would get to do it professionally?
I kept it pretty quiet. 10, 15 years ago, you start talking about space tourism and people, they think you're nuts. So you keep that kind of thing to yourself.
Why do we really need to do that, though? I mean, is there actually any necessity to have more humans in space?
Well, that's pretty much where the human race needs to be, you know, in terms of expansion. You know, there's enough resources in space to allow the human race to continue to grow and expand for the next 10,000 years.
What kind of training do you have to do in order to go up in the rocket?
Actually, one of the most important things we do is skydive training. We feel that if you haven't got what it takes to jump out of an airplane with a parachute, you really shouldn't be strapping yourself to the top of a 17-ton rocket.
These two other people who've already booked their place on your Thunderstar, do you know who they are?
Absolutely, I've taken the money.
Right.
Well, it's a couple. It's two people that want to fly in space, and they came to me a few years ago. And basically they said, Steve, you want to fly in the rocket, here's the money, and they paid me £500,000 for it.
And how often do you consider the possibility that something might go wrong?
I think about it every day, you know. I've built a lot of rockets. Most of them have worked really well. Some haven't. And I think about that every day.